Just as Route 66 is one of the most famous highways in America, this road running up and down the eastern seaboard is well known too. In a moment, we'll head to the end of Route US 1, or is it the beginning? Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. In the middle of the winter, it may be nice to take a trip to the end of Route US 1. For most people, that means Key West, Florida. But what's at the other end? Well, that's where this lady lives.
Mon nom est Doris Daigle. Je suis de Fort Kent. Je suis une, je sais pas là, comment est-ce que tu dis ça, le français, de Bed and Breakfast.
That's Doris Daigle, owner of the Bed and Breakfast in the town at the northern end of Route US 1, Fort Kent, Maine.
We always say we're the beginning of Route 1 or maybe the end, and at the other end they say the same thing. We both have been to Key West. We have pictures in front of the other Route 1.
But here at the top of the lower 48 states, Doris Daigle and her husband have lived for all of their lives. The northern tip of Maine comprises the largest area of Americans who speak French. That's why Doris opened by speaking French in this interview. Most residents here are bilingual and trace their ancestry to the Acadians, the original French speakers to arrive here.
My parents did not speak English. They learned their English from us kids as we were going to school. I remember reading my Heidi book and all those little books, and they really learned well how to speak English.
A century ago, many residents of Fort Kent only spoke French, but times changed to the point the kids were only learning English. Today, Doris says the community is trying to raise children to learn both. In fact, when you arrive in Fort Kent, you're likely to hear people speaking in both French and English, and the exchange rates for U.S. and Canadian currency are posted in McDonald's. It's all part of everyday life at the top of the lower 48 states. Traveling the countryside in Fort Kent, Maine, I'm Andrew McCray.